The Mohawk Village Memorial Park organization is currently seeking a $150,000 funding donation from Six Nations Elected Council to complete work needed at the Memorial Park, which is located in Brantford at the former Mohawk Institute, the longest running residential school in Canada. Don Hill, a residential school survivor and board member with Mohawk Village Memorial Park, explained during the December 1st Six Nations Elected Council General Finance meeting that the $150,000 funding request would contribute to the completion of a memorial wall that will list every First Nations community that was impacted by the Mohawk Institute.
We submitted a funding request for $150,000 because we were originally allocated through Survivor Secretariat funding to complete the whole project for our memorial wall, which will be the list of over 60 communities from across Canada that had children taken and placed in the Mohawk Institute.
Hill explained that previously the Survivor Secretariat organization were planning on funding the project, but after government funding cuts impacted Survivor Secretariat, the project was delayed.
We're only asking for that portion, not for the portion of the rest of the park, because Survivor Secretariat had put deposits to complete both the park garden stuff and our memorial wall, but because they had their funding, I guess, cut or stopped from the government, they had allocated and said they had put this money in the bank for us to finish our projects. In reality, that didn't come about. And because they lost their funding, they cut our funding.
She says the park has already had some work completed and that this funding request will allow for the remainder of the work needed on its memorial wall to be completed and installed.
We're requesting just to finish that part, $150,000, because we've already completed the base part of it, which was like $300,000. And we put in the paver stones, which Cedar Springs had as part of their budget work for us, and the benches that would sit there. So because we have part of that funding, we are only asking for the balance of that to put up that memorial wall.
Hill spoke on the importance of having the Memorial Park completed and having it recognize those impacted by the Mohawk Institute and the Canadian Indian Residential School System.
We would really like to see that part finished. I think it's very important because that whole area is also something that is part of our history. But it's because the Woodland Cultural Center is there, the restored mush hole is there. This part of the park is something that survivors want because most of us are getting older. I don't know how many of you knew John Elliott. He recently passed. He was a very, very much an advocate for us to complete that park. And so I think because we are all getting older and there's not as many survivors anymore, that it's important that this become part of that whole legacy of the mush hole, I guess, legacy or part of our history.
Six Nations elected councillor Elena Vinevery explained the next steps for this funding request that will see it be forwarded to council's finance committee, where then a final decision will be made.
As you can imagine, we get several requests for for funding. And what we've done recently is we've established the finance committee. So part of the finance committee's work will be to potentially establish a process for this so that it's fair and so that all of these requests are coming and being looked at with the same scoring kind of mechanism. So that's where we are with requests for funding right now.
The presentation from Mohawk Village Memorial Park was accepted as information during the December 1st General Finance meeting, and Six Nations Councillor Elena Vinevery says the Finance Committee will now communicate with the Memorial Park and its representatives to establish a plan moving forward. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic news.